Thank you, Dad. I did exactly what Brother Dan told me not to do. Maybe it'd help if I... I apologize. There we go. I want to thank our sister for her song, and I hope everyone heard the words of the chorus. And it's going to, in my mind, it absolutely relates to a message that I feel led to share to you today. Several weeks ago, our brother Dwayne sent me an email and asked me to preach this week at conference. When he sent me the email, I thought of every reason probably why I couldn't. And I truly apologize to my brethren that I wasn't able to make the service this morning, nor the meetings yesterday. I did have some responsibilities to take care of for my work, but I truly feel led... I truly feel the strength of our Heavenly Father. And I can tell you that my sermon tonight is probably may feel a little disorganized. I can tell you that my sermon tonight is, I feel the message was for me. And I have been preparing for this sermon for quite a while. And it's changed many times, and last night, finally, kind of early in the morning, I was able to feel very comfortable with the message. My boys have a game on their phone, and some of you may have it, or some of your kids may have it, and it's a logo game. And basically, you look on your phone, and I see Cody shaking his head, is that you're able to, basically, the game is you've got to pick out the logo. And when you look at my screen and you see what I have, don't look at that. So when you look at my screen and you see on the left, what do you recognize when you see nothing? I apologize. So the lesson is you've got to get here earlier and get your projector set up. Brother Dan, I may need your help.
I think it looks like you just got a bad connection to the computer.
Okay. I'm gonna move on. And I will... Okay. All right. So you look on the left side of my screen and you see, what do you see? What does that remind you of? Signal on your phone, right? And there was a lesson for me last Friday. And last Friday I was at a meeting. Right now I'm going to introduce myself. My brother Curtis Yates on Sunday came up to me, or actually I was talking to my mom, and he introduced himself to me, and I didn't remember who I was, and so I've lived away for a few years, and I thought it would be wise for me to introduce myself. I only do that just because I want to send a message with that. And there's a real message, and so I'd ask you to bear with me as I introduce myself, but I want to tell you of a meeting that I had last Friday. Last Friday, I apologize. Currently, right now, I'm working on, I've been going to school, or I've gone back to school for my MBA, and I am working on a class project. And this class project is had me at Children's Mercy this last Friday, and I met with the CEO at Children's Mercy, and I met with the Senior Vice President of Innovation, and this is an individual that throughout the Kansas City area, he's been involved in public relations and marketing. A very successful business person, grew up in this area. And since the age of 8, he has been blind, legally blind. And extremely inspiring guy and an individual that has been very, very successful. And as I talked to him, I went there for a specific purpose for one of my classes that I'm taking. And while I sat there in the conversation, I was energized by the conversation as I sat there and talked to him. He said there was a connection there, and we felt we just hit it off, and we were having a great conversation. And he said to me, "Why are you nervous when you're talking to me?" I said, "Well, I'm not. I've just got some questions for you." And he said, "You're rotating your pen." And as I sat there, he was right. I was rotating my pen. And as I sat there and thought about that, and as I thought about that later, such a small thing. But are we listening to the calling of our Heavenly Father? Are we listening to the voice? Do we hear our Heavenly Father calling our name? And it is the foundation. It is what I have to talk about. I want to introduce myself, and there's a specific reason why I want to do that. My name is Jeff Oldham, as they said. If you don't know me, I am the son of Bob and Jennifer Oldham. I am 42 years old. I'm married to my wonderful wife, Michelle. Michelle is the daughter of Bick and Diane. I have two boys, Trenton and Braden. Many of you know them, have seen them. I work at John Deere. Currently, I'm the director of sales for U.S. and Canada for our finance division. And I've been with John Deere 15 years. A notable thing that many people in John Deere know that I change jobs on average 1.6 time, or I'm sorry, every 1.6 years I change jobs within John Deere. For the last 15 years, this has defined me. I've been very proud of the goodness and the grace of our Heavenly Father. I don't feel like I'm a smart guy. I don't feel like I'm a guy that has gone into my job and gone into my career and was any smarter than anyone else. I stand before you today as a servant of God. And I am very proud of that responsibility. I'm embarrassed to say that there's been times in my life when maybe I wasn't ready to say I was a servant of God. No, I've had a calling and I've had a responsibility. And I have served our Lord and consider it an absolute honor and a thrill to serve our Heavenly Father. But it hasn't defined me. It wasn't who I was. You see, I was when the calling came through on Sunday, I sat here and I had some things on my mind, and it wasn't expecting a calling or understanding a calling would come. My son was sitting just over. Just over across from me. And every song that we sang, I heard the voice of my son. You see, the song that our sister sang today, "Take My Life and Let Me Be a Living Prayer, My God, to Thee." I don't know that I was I don't know that I was there. I absolutely have wanted to serve and have taken on the responsibility. The Lord is doing some things in my life right now that I wouldn't have planned and I wouldn't have expected. But I stand before you knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that our Heavenly Father was here with us and that He called me and that I have a responsibility. You see, as I introduced myself in the past, I was defined by who I was or what I did. I sat and I listened in the services on Friday and on Saturday, and I kept hearing these words that were coming up. And I'm gonna share some other words. But my faith, my hope, my charity, my ability of prayer, being a prayer warrior is what defines me. It's not the career that I have. It's not the things that I have. But this is me. This is my foundation. This is what I draw on. And this is what I challenge each of us to draw on in our lives. I want to turn to Alma, the fifth chapter. And there's a 23rd through the 42nd verse that I'm going to read. And this is the longest scripture that I have. I've got it on the screen so you can see it. I would encourage you to turn to your scriptures or follow along with me. This is the longest reading that I have, and I would ask for you to bear with me as I go through this. Now the Spirit knoweth all things. Nevertheless, the Son of God suffereth according to the flesh, that he may take upon him the sins of his people, that he might blot out their transgressions according to the power of his deliverance. And now behold, this is the testimony which is in me. Now I say unto you that ye must repent and be born again, for the Spirit saith, if ye are not born again, ye cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Therefore come and be baptized unto repentance, that ye may be washed from your sins, that ye may have faith on the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, which is mighty to save and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. Yea, I say unto you, come and fear not, and lay aside every sin which easily doth beset you, which doth bind you down to destruction. Yea, come and go forth and show unto your God that ye are willing to repent of your sins and enter into a covenant with him to keep his commandments and witness it unto him this day by going into the waters of baptism. And whosoever doeth this and keepeth his commandments of God from thenceforth, the same will remember that I say unto him, yea, he will remember that I have said unto him, he shall have eternal life according to the testimony of the Holy Spirit, which testifieth in me. And now, my beloved brethren, do you believe these things? Behold, I say unto you, yea, I know that you believe them, and the way that I know that you believe them, by the manifestation of the Spirit which is in me. My brothers and sisters, this is my testimony. This is my testimony of the Spirit that is within me. I don't feel worthy of the calling. I don't feel worthy of the responsibility. I would gladly sweep the driveway in the church than to stand up here and to serve each of you in this form, because I don't feel worthy. But this manifestation of the Spirit which is in me, and now because of your faith is strong concerning that, yea, concerning the things which I have spoken, great is my joy. For as I have said unto you from the beginning, that I had much desire that you were not in the state of dilemma like your brethren, even so I have found that my desires have been gratified. For I perceive that ye are in the paths of righteousness. I perceive that ye are in the path which leads to the kingdom of God. Yea, I perceive that ye are making his path straight. I perceive that it hath been made known unto you by the testimony of his word, that he cannot walk in crooked paths. Neither doth he vary from that which he hath said, neither hath he a shadow of turning from the right to the left, or from that which is right to that which is wrong. Therefore his course is one eternal round. And he doth not dwell in unholy temples, neither can filthiness nor anything which is unclean be received into the kingdom of God. Therefore I say unto you, the time shall come, yea, and it shall be at the last day that he which is filthy shall remain in his filthiness. And now, my beloved brethren, I have said these things unto you, that I might awaken you to a sense of your duty to God, that ye may walk blameless before him, that ye may walk after the holy order of God after which ye have been received. And now I would that ye should be humble and be submissive and gentle, easy to be entreated, full of patience and long suffering, being temperate in all things, being diligent in keeping the commandments of God at all times, asking for whatsoever things ye stand in need, both spiritual and temporal, always returning thanks to God for whatsoever things you do receive, and see that you have faith, hope, and charity. And then you will always abound in good works. And may the Lord bless you and keep your garments spotless, that ye may at last be brought to sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the holy prophets which have been ever since the world began, having your garments spotless, even as their garments are spotless, in the kingdom of heaven, to go no more out. My testimony, and as I read this, and I can show you my notes. I've been compiling notes for the last 2 or 3 weeks. As I thought about, as I've traveled, as I've thought about what I should share. This was one of the first scriptures that I just copied and pasted and dropped into my notes. And as I'm thinking about scriptures and I'm traveling on and I'm not giving it the time and I'm not giving it the energy, but as I'm thinking about scriptures, I'm dropping them just in a PDF file and I come back to them and I read them. And this scripture had been in my notes for quite a while. And it was last night when I read this scripture. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt. You see, there is, I have more of a testimony to tell. And I can't tell it now. But I have no doubt in my mind that the Lord has been working in my life. There's been a few times where I've kind of wondered, and I have no doubt today. I use this picture, and I've just completely reorganized my department at work, and I've got my organization is spread across the U.S. and Canada, and I use this in a slide as I shared with my team and my organization as I started to talk about some changes that we were going to make. And I told them that as I look at what we do, and I've been in this organization now 6 months, I've been in this job 6 months, and I told them as I came in and I started to look at what we do and how we do things, I see chaos. I see these fingers and toes and hands that are trying to plug the holes. And as I sat and I looked at this picture, and I'm an individual who, I'll look at pictures and I see things that maybe my mind sees and I relate to pictures. And I see this picture as my own life. I see this picture as our own lives. We live in a very challenging world. If you question that, talk to a kid. But in my own life, who I don't feel that I have the same challenges that my kids face. Or do I? Just different challenges. And I feel that I'm having to try to plug the holes. Thou hast also made our words powerful and great, even that we cannot write them. Wherefore, when we write, we behold our weakness and stumble because of the placing of our words. And I fear lest the Gentiles shall mock at our words. And when I had said this, the Lord spake unto me, saying, Fools mock, but they shall mourn. And my grace is sufficient for the meek, that they shall take no advantage of your weakness. And if men come unto me, I will show unto them their weakness. I give unto men weakness, that they may be humble. And my grace is sufficient for all men that humble themselves before me. If they humble themselves before me and have faith in me, then will I make weak things become strong unto them. Behold, I will show unto the Gentiles their weakness, and I will show unto them that faith, hope, and charity bringeth unto me the foundation of all righteousness. You see, it was important for me to share with you who I am, my introduction. my introduction as a servant of God, because I can tell you that always in my life, that hasn't been there. It has always been there, but it wasn't what defined me. I was letting those cracks in my own lives. My focus as I look at and what I want to share with you in my message tonight, there are four areas that I want to call our attention to. And I use a lot of pictures when I present, and so I'd ask for you to bear with me. The top left corner, the focus on the how. How are we doing in our lives? How do we do things? You know, a lot of times in my job, we talk of that I challenge people to say it's not about what we do, right? Anybody can grow sales. Anybody can grow your business, and you can cheat doing it, and you can be very successful at it. You can look across the communities that we live in, and you can see people that have cheated to get there. It's not what you do. It's how you do it. Our brother Jay this weekend talked about the word passion. And that word stands out to me. It's always stood out to me. Where is our passion? Where is our focus? I sat here this weekend and I am renewed in that. I feel strengthened by that. The bottom left corner is a picture of headphones. Can you hear his voice? You know that example of that guy that I sat and met with? You know, he told me, he said so many times we listen. But are we truly listening? Can we hear the still small voice? And then in the bottom right corner, it may be hard to see this picture, but I think our brother Brian would attest to this picture. I pulled this off of his blog, and this was the Rod of Iron game that was being played in Africa. Are we grabbing a hold of that Rod of Iron? Do we have a hold of that? First one is on the how. Moroni 10, the 29th and 30th verse. Yea, come unto Christ and be perfected in him, and deny yourselves of all ungodliness. And if ye shall deny yourselves of all ungodliness and love God with all your might, mind, and strength, then is his grace sufficient for you, that by his grace ye may be perfect in Christ. And if by the grace of God ye are perfect in Christ, ye can in no wise deny the power of God. And again, if ye by the grace of God are perfect in Christ and deny not his power, Then ye sanctified in Christ by the grace of God, through the shedding of the blood of Christ, which is in the covenant of the Father, unto the remission of your sins, that ye may become holy without spot. When I first started to prepare for the sermon, and as I was thinking in my mind of as I was praying to the Lord on what I should deliver, I felt that I had a message of grace. I felt that my message was grace when I started. And this scripture was one that I was drawn to. And again, if ye by the grace of God are perfect in Christ and deny not his power, then ye are sanctified in Christ by the grace of God, through the shedding of the blood of Christ. We sat this weekend and our brother Buzz stood at the end of the service and he mentioned how we were filled. And I do feel that we were filled. I feel that our Heavenly Father was here with us, and that grace abound. That word passion is one that stands out to me, and it's one that I believe in passion. And I a lot of times when I try to hire someone on my team, I look at and I say, you know, they don't have to be perfect at understanding what we do or understanding the tasks that are responsible for their job. I can't teach passion. I can't teach that inner drive and that inner emotion. Romans, the 5th chapter, the 3rd through the 6th verse. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. That inner drive, that inner passion, that inner emotion that we have. That calling of the Lord that he has for us. I think of our brothers that are traveling throughout the world who are laboring in the fields. That passion that they have, that inner drive to pick up and leave their families and go. Isaiah, the 41st chapter, the 10th verse. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This is a verse that I use because this is another testimony to me in the calling. I sent an email to our brother Joel last night, and because I wasn't able to be there this morning, and I started with this scripture because I know that I'm afraid that sometimes I don't always hear the voice of our Heavenly Father. Just like that example that I had with that guy on Friday. I was talking to my brother Brandon just before the service started, and he shared with me that peace and that comfort that he had. And I can tell you that peace and that comfort that I've had leading up to this, and knowing of all the things that are going on in Michelle's and my life right now, we have that comfort. We have that peace. We're strengthened. We're strengthened by our God. I want to use a sport as an analogy. I know we have a Canadian in the room, and hopefully, as a Canadian, they understand that this is the game of curling. Has anybody ever seen the game of curling? Yeah, you see it every 4 years in the Olympics. I haven't ever curled. One of the guys on my team was up in Canada not long after I used this, shared this with him, and he did a video for me, and he curled for me. But the sport of curling is that there's four individuals in the sport of curling. And as you see in this arena, there's four curling lanes. But if you focus on the one lane, the game of curling is that you're on ice. And as you know, that in the game of curling, there are four individuals that are on the team. You start off and you have the individual at the one end, and probably the more popular one that you see more on TV is the individual on the very end that starts and slides the stone down the ice. His job, he's called the lead. You have an individual at the end who is called the skip. The job of the skip is the one to call. And he's the one that as the lead is getting ready to slide the stone down, as the two other individuals who are the sweepers who are getting ready to sweep and to smooth the ice as it goes, the skip is the one who's calling down to them. Are we hearing the skip? Do we hear that voice? How many times do you go in life and you just grab the stone and you just start sliding it down? One year at camp, my brother Adam and I, we played shuffleboard together. The boys and I, Michelle and the boys and I, were on vacation a couple weeks ago. And the boys and I stood out for about an hour and a half, and we played shuffleboard. A game of shuffleboard turned into a lot less strategy, and decided that we were going to slide the skis down and just try to hit the other end as fast as we could. How many times in our lives do we grab that stone and do we slide it down and not listen to the skip, not listen to the voice that we hear? You see, I picture my job and my responsibility and my calling to be the one that's the sweeper. I feel like that the calling, the responsibility that I have of a servant of our Heavenly Father is to go down, and you think about the role of the sweeper. And if you watch the sport, if you see the game, you see the sweepers are the ones that they're going alongside the stone, and they're not looking up. Where is their attention? It's on the ground. It's down, and they've got that sweeper, and they're doing their job, and they're smoothing the ice, and they're warming the ice to change how that stone slides right on top of the ice. We're getting called. Sorry. I feel that we're called to be sweepers. Sorry. I feel that we're called to hear that voice, to listen and to hear the calling of our Heavenly Father, to understand the responsibility that we have to dive in and to sweep the ice, to clear the ice and to clear the way. Our responsibility is like our brothers and sisters as they did this exercise in Africa. And I saw this on our brother Brian's blog. Many of us have done this in our own lives as we played the game and we've grabbed a hold of the rod of iron. And I know I've given testimony. I know I've used this in sermons before. But it stood out to me because, you know, as that sweeper in life, as that one who has the responsibility to hear that voice, to smooth that ice, to clear that way, to prepare the way for our Heavenly Father as He calls out unto us, to grab a hold of that rod of iron and not let go, to grab a hold of that sweeper and to grab a hold of that stick and to do the recalling and the responsibility that we have, it scares me. But I will not shy away from it. It is the calling. And it is the responsibility that we have. And it's that focus that I take with me now. I want to close with Matthew, the 7th chapter. The 7th and 8th verse. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find it. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. My brothers and sisters, I told you at the beginning that this sermon was for me. I had a conversation with one of my brothers last night. And my brother told me of an experience when he was called to be an elder. And he told me that there were some challenging times and he was facing some challenges in his own life. And he thought, you know, I'm not worthy. I'm not ready. I'm not. I introduced myself as a servant to you. I'm scared. My wife is scared. Not because it's not possible to do. I look up to my brothers who have gone before me. And I know anything is possible. But I would ask for an interest in your prayers. I didn't quite tell my testimony very well on Sunday. But when my Uncle Frank told me that there was a calling for me, that face as I watched my Uncle Frank, I had no doubt that it was a calling to be an apostle. But my Uncle Frank wouldn't tell me. And he told me to prepare. And many times as I thought about that, I would say that I let my own life shy away from the responsibility. You see, I let the things in my life that were defining me, or I thought was defining me. I'm proud to say that I'm a servant of God. And I'm proud to say that what defines me is my faith. You see, I'm an individual that I really don't worry about stuff. Stuff doesn't bother me. I can get wound up, but my wife would tell you that I've never had to think about my faith or strengthening my faith because I believe. I want to thank each of my brothers and sisters who stood and shared their testimony with me and who have shared their testimony with me. For that is the strength that I carry with me. I carry with me the strength of our Heavenly Father, that faith, that hope, that charity. While I thought about my sermon and what I was going to share, it was going to be on grace and prayer. We were admonished this weekend that we need prayer. And I would challenge each of us, my brothers and sisters, that we would kneel down and pray. For we're at a pivotal time in our lives. I'm going to do something completely out of the ordinary. But I feel absolutely led that as my brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you to kneel with me in a season of prayer. Because I need your prayers. Our church needs your prayers. And this admonition of prayer has been in my heart all weekend long. And so I would ask you to kneel with me in a season of prayer, please. Our most kind of I'm thankful for the opportunity to kneel, and I appreciate your prayers, and more importantly, I would ask that you would continue to remember me and my family. I pray more importantly that you would remember our church and the responsibilities that we have and the callings that we have. There is a great work to be done. And I'm proud to be a servant of our Heavenly Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.